Much everyone.
I actually wanted my topic to be EIM, ECM, DM, KM, digital and stuff. But then my colleague Shaquille said I must be more formal. So I'm talking about information chaos and moving towards a digital enterprise. My name is Benny Kotze. I'm looking after the consulting side in enterprise information management at Datacentrics in Gauteng. So I am going to talk a lot about information. I might even overshoot the 20 minutes. I will say things like if you have too much information, etc. And lastly, I want you to judge whether I'm mildly retarded because I am a consultant. There's been many references today about the world we live in, about the changes. So for a good couple of millennia, through all cultures, we treated death in a certain way. So now I can access the person's digital life via that QR code on the gravestone. And I can relive what this person lived. That's profound. So there's this change in what we do. There's a very, very clever economist called Manuel Castells. He's always talking at Davos and places like that. He wrote a trilogy of books on the networked society, about 1,500 pages. I read half of it. I don't understand it, but I like the gravitas of that statement to say a technological revolution centered around information technologies began to reshape at accelerated pace the material basis of society, how we interact, architecture, everything. He also talks about a techno-economic system, and the fourth world, which Lenore also referred to. Is there a nation state, or will there be a nation state in future? It is tsunami upon tsunami of change. I didn't put a photo there of a nuclear explosion in terms of the data because I've already shown you a gravestone. So I'm not really, it's not the apocalypse. There's opportunities. Some time ago, I looked at the concept of digital and I looked at lots of definitions of digital and going digital. So there are loads of, and that's why I would like the word stuff, on the left-hand side there, from traditional information management, content management, web content management, records management, search, digitization, to data management, data quality, master data management, analytics, the conversions of analytics and search, the more modern social business, collaboration, governance, automation, business process management, all sorts of PaaS, SaaS, MaaS. My personal favorite is XaaS, that is everything as a service. So it is really a mouthful in terms of what digital then represents, because it's all of that and more. In terms of the behavior of people, in terms of governance, in terms of operations, etc. So I'll refer back to this slide later on, because after I've done this, I sort of got rid of the idea of defining digital. It's not all bad. There are a lot of risks in terms of the new, but there are more opportunities. We can transform everything we do. There are solutions where we haven't even thought about the problem yet out there. So we can really look at the business and transform it. I hope there's people from the public sector here, because I honestly believe that proper information management is service delivery. It doesn't support service delivery, it is service delivery. Information is the most valuable asset in any organization, given all those changes today. I'm not a fan of German cars. I want a bit more passion and soul. But I think the trick with all of the things I listed there, and that's why I had that slide, from the traditional information management, more modern, artificial intelligence, blockchain, everything as a service, etc. What do you actually need? You need ABS. All cars have got ABS. You need more speed, you need leather seats, you need... So as an organization or as an entity, we need to understand what do we need there. And then it helps a lot when you look at the technology in terms of realizing business goals, because you've really thought about what you need for all of those things. I'm a very, very, very big fan of an industry intermediary called AIM, Association for Image and Information Management. They started in 1943 as the Microfiche Association. So they come a long way with all things around information management. As Datacentrics, we work with them now for just over a decade. We're the exclusive partner of bringing their education to Africa, Southern Africa specifically. And we follow their methodologies and approaches around things related to information management. And here, as I said with my previous example of the cars or the sheer driving pleasure, it is a journey. You need to know where you're going. Otherwise, you also might spend resources, time, and money on elements that might not be so successful. So again, what is our goal with going digital? I think, again, referring to all the stuff on the left, for us there are three important basic elements that we should take note of, that everyone should take note of. And the first one is managing information, whatever information you have, over its life cycle, from creation to destruction, from lust till dust, over its whole life cycle. The next one is to truly use information technologies to support business goals, not to pay lip service to us, because that's what happened. How do we truly use these modern technologies specifically to transform the way we do things? Thirdly, and most importantly, I think, is how do we instill behaviors and values in people to treat information as an asset similar to money and people? Cash is king, so when you talk about money, there are rules, there are plans, there are unwritten rules in terms of managing that asset. If you talk about information, there's chaos on network drives, people throwing information away, not understanding the inefficiencies created through poor information management. We did a project at the Namibian Power Utility, NamPower, and that illustrates what I said before in terms of, for them it was a journey. They were very paper driven, manual processes. They started slowly. We assisted them with sorting out the paper. We then assisted them in planning the strategy and the roadmap, and then they slowly went with certain areas of business implementing the OpenText solution for ECM within the organization. They made progress, they could see the benefit, the solution is now anchored. My colleague hiding there in the corner, Louisa Fenter, did fabulous work in terms of the information architecture, where the user is not the point of integration. Users like to file things departmentally, so in NamPower they file departmentally. And through automation and the back end of OpenText, those things are then through policies sort of protected from a records management perspective in the back end. but they planned it. It took a couple of years to go to that, but they are reaping benefits in terms of process improvement, finding information specifically that was a nightmare in the past. So I think based on that Nampower example, there's a couple of things that really count when it comes to information in the broad sense. Know what you have. What do you have? Where is it? Who's managing it? Who owns it? You'll sometimes be surprised about ownership. The issue of ownership of data can be quite fun. How do they manage it? Who, you know, what rules are they applying? How does it flow? Where is it? So if you want to digitize, what are the volumes? Know where you are. In some cases, we might be a little bit immature in certain of the elements. So we need to understand, can we adopt all of these fancy things? These days, it's very often organizations would say to me, we want collaborative functionality. We want collaboration. Yeah, okay, here's your collaboration. What are you going to do with it? Where are the natural points of collaboration within that organization? Who collaborates? Because the functionality is there, and there's some lovely tools in all of the suites and platforms that is available today. If you want to use a wiki, why do you want to use a wiki? What will be in the wiki? Who will do the wiki? Who will be the custodian of the wiki? Because of this explosion of data and information, classification, categorization, grouping of related things, taxonomies, classifications, etc., becomes a bit of a nightmare. But we still need to go through the drills to understand the organization from an information point of view. How do we logically break information down within the organization? And then you can look at very, very nice modern tools in terms of automated classification, things that with artificial intelligence find things, group things for you. But we need to understand the logical view of information within the organization. Similarly, information governance. There must be business rules, there must be policies. It also does not help a lot if you do have the policies, but everybody laughs it off. Then why do you have the policies in the first place? I've been in a room like this where there's a big sign in front of the building that says, no telephones allowed, no memory sticks, and then everybody's chatting on their phone. So the policy is there, but it's not. We need to look at the regulatory universe that we operate in. We need to translate that to our information stocks to be compliant. Lifecycle management, I mentioned. Information security these days, perfect can be the enemy of good, so we're scared and we over-design. We need appropriate security for those, for specific information assets, which goes back to know what you have. Usability. If people don't like it, they won't use it. You can build it if you like, but they won't use it. Findability of information. Not search or classify, but making those things findable, easily findable. What we also sometimes forget in the modern age is information delivery. So we very much internally focus when it comes to specifically content management. But we should look outside, our partners, suppliers, citizens, or whomever, because the interaction with them from an information point of view can be hugely supported via technologies today. Also, the whole concept of you must be able to give it to that person in the format and on the device of their choice. So the delivery of information. Integration, so we need a holistic approach. In the old days, it was easy to talk about unstructured information and structured information. These days, it's a bit of a blur. So we need to make sure that we integrate such that the user is never the point of integration. If you've got a user in your organization and he and she must say, should this go into SharePoint, should that go into OpenText, should this go into SAP, you'll go back to the chaos on network drives. Culture and information behaviors, and I think that's hugely important. Information is an asset, why don't we treat it as such? The Australians are not only good at cricket, they're also very good at records management. And in their public sector, they've got an auditing function, like a financial auditing on information. Do you have the information? Is it accessible, etc.? Leadership and organizational design, so we need active, visible leadership when it comes to information management. Commitment. Commitment in the sense of when you're doing skydiving, because if an ECM, if a skydiving goes wrong, the problem goes away. If an ECM project goes wrong, the problem stays. It sounds very obvious to say it must be business driven and goal driven, but surprisingly, sometimes we deal with these systems, but it's not tested against, do we actually support the business? Do we do things like benefits realization plans? Do we have owners for realization of what we promised in the start? Because when it comes to information, and specifically the modern technologies, it's very easy to say, oh, we'll learn, we'll share. Where's the money? You know, so what tangible benefit are you bringing to the organization? Lastly, the third biggest reason for information management projects failing is organizational politics. And it's true, and people want this, or we this kind of house, and we don't want that. And IT and business relationships, etc. And it kills, especially in large entities. You'll see some of them has been busy for 7, 8, 9 years, and you can't really see what was the result of the 8, 9 years. So we should look at organizational politics. So this slide speaks to the information management principles, information technology principles, information behaviors and values, and the things that are really sort of implicit in everything we do with regard to trying to manage the information asset. And I think that is my story. Thank you.